From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
From Toowoomba, centre of the universe, comes the Darling Downs Radio Club's contribution to QNews for Sunday the 19th of July. I'm John, VK4JPM, and I've just reconfirmed why it's a bad idea to eat chocolate before you record the news. Thanks to all the people who sent positive feedback after last week's piece in national news. We now know what caused the Telstra outage: a clock that went backwards to the wrong epoch and then told all the downstream servers they were wrong. Even though things can't possibly fail with networks, they do. And that's why being a well-prepared amateur radio operator is so important. We won't go out when a server spits the dummy. The club meeting last Monday with Di Main, VK4DI, was wonderful, and Di was her usual high-energy self. She provided some really good tips for contesting, and if there's interest, we plan to run a weekend workshop on contesting at a future date. Also, in the not-too-distant future, but date's not set, we're going to schedule some upgrade assessments for Foundation to Standard and Standard to Advanced. Plus, we're always available to help Foundation applicants to get their first rung on the ladder. For both of those, drop us a line to education@ddrci.org.au and we'll put your name into the planning list. Coming up in the next 2 weeks, the first national AusAlert test is at 1400 on Monday the 27th of July. This is going to send a text to every phone in the country to confirm that the system works and will work in an emergency, provided there's no clock failure. One thing that is important: if you have a mobile phone that you don't want to be heard, ensure that it's off or silenced for the test. This is probably going to be a bit like those science fiction movies where the aliens ping everyone at the same time. If you see a spaceship during the test, it's probably a coincidence, but see if you can bounce signals off it while it's there. There's no truth to the rumour that aliens rely on 2-metre handhelds. The other important event in the calendar is the club's annual general meeting at the Guide Hut, 1800 on Thursday the 30th of July. All the details are different from last year, but the AGM packet has gone to all members of record. If you haven't renewed your membership, you have less than a week before we draw the line ahead of the meeting. And if you're a member and you didn't get the AGM packet, please send a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll sort out why it didn't appear. Membership renewal is via the big red button on the homepage, and we have proof that the process can take less than 5 minutes and is secure. Week 30 of the 52-week Ham Challenge starts tomorrow, and it's still Antenna Month. You can read about it at hamchallenge.org, where you'll find that the aim this week is to build the cheapest antenna you can and make a QSO with it. My money, and I'm really cheap, is that an unbent dry cleaning hanger is the go if you can still find one. Would certainly work on 2 metres or 70 centimetres, and you can practice tuning radials at the same time. Probably won't work so well on 20 metres, but worth having a try anyway. What could possibly go wrong? If you have any questions about what you've just heard, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll get back to you. And this bulletin, along with all the other important news, is very up to date on the website at ddrci.org.au. Hoping that all the repeaters are working this week, and thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
This is Gareth, VK4GED, and this week I'm on Q News with a VK4MCOMS update. You may have heard in last month's national news about the Wison nets that are held on HF every week from VK4 and every month from VK2. Let's not forget the Brisbane area Wison Group has also been running its VHF net every Sunday evening for several decades. Commencing at 7:30pm local time, the net has been on VK4RBN but is now on VK4RES. The repeater's output frequency is 147.225. The offset in your transceiver is 600 kHz up with a tone of 91.5. Net controller is Gary, VK4ZGB, who will welcome all newcomers. So if you missed the Sunday Weissen nets on HF and you're in the southeast corner of Queensland, why not call in on Sunday evening at 7:30pm on VK4RES and say hello? In the near future, it is hoped to have Echolink access to VK4RES, so out-of-towners with a Weissen interest can also participate. For the Brisbane Area Weissen Group, I'm Gareth, VK4GED. You can find out more by searching online for Brisbane Weissen Group.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.